Hey everybody, welcome back to the Core 7 Business Anchorcast. Your host Mark Stiles coming at you with episode number 36, the Jerome Bettis episode. Remember that guy? Running back, Hall of Fame running back actually, for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nickname was the Bus. I thought it was appropriate, the Bus. I was going to go one of two ways with this episode, but both lead back to get them on the bus, right? So I was thinking about maybe doing the proper recruiting message of getting the right folks on the bus, but I think that's on an earlier Anchorcast episode, which I recommend going back and listening to some of these if you are so inclined. But get them on the bus. And here's where I'm going with this today. I had a one-on-one with the estate planning attorney in our group. I want to give him a shout-out, Matt Marcus. Awesome individual. Very engaged in the process. Really wants to execute with his referral partners for the benefit of the consumer. And part of his frustration was he was trying to get referrals to the real estate agent in the group. And he was struggling because none of them were hot. None of them were looking to buy in the next 3 to 6 months. And I said, Matt, that's not the point, man. Think about it. You're doing more for this real estate agent, for this group, for your consumers, than 99% of your peers. Estate planning attorneys typically are not talking about real estate. They should be. And they are for purposes of funding it into the trust, etc. But what about your 1 to 3 year goals? Are you looking to downsize now that the kids are graduating college? As the kids are getting older, are you looking to get a bigger house? You know, these are questions that add value and your peers are not doing it, which will separate you from the crowd. But back to the focus. You know, real estate agents out there, would you turn away a warm lead of a potential buyer but not looking to buy for the next 3 years? No. No, that's how you do business. That's the difference between the abundance mentality and the scarcity mentality. You believe in the abundance mentality, therefore you have to have a consistent flow in your pipeline. It's up to the real estate agent, estate planning attorney, it's up to the real estate agent to then farm those people and stay in touch with them and use their client management software to keep them engaged. You've done your job. A trusted advisor has referred the consumer to a real estate agent. That's a warm lead. That's no Zillow lead right there. And I urge all of you to listen to our long form podcast. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Stitcher. You can find it on most of the iPod platforms. It's the Core 7 Business Podcast, where Chuck Silverstein, one of the original founders and masters of the execution, real estate agent, talks in depth about this. How those financial advisors, estate planning attorneys, CPAs, can add such a magnificent amount of value to their clients and to the network, but most importantly, back to their clients, to have those key relationships back into the network. So they're the trusted advisor and they know what's going on and they trust that real estate agent. So there's communication. So that consumer is protected and there is no gap. So check that out. Check out Core 7. Get involved. mycore7.com, M-Y-C-O-R-E, the number 7.com. And until then, continue to generate referrals, add value to your partners, but most importantly, change the lives of your clients. Be well.